Thank you so much for listening to the Adulting Hour. Please show your support with a monthly donation of only 99 cents. If you have something you want to talk about, please leave a message and I'll contact you. And maybe we can do it on the show. Thank you so much. Hello, welcome to the Adulting Hour, where we talk about things that we wish would have known while coming up into adulthood. Today I am talking to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hi, how are you, Charles?
I am fantastic. Today our conversation is going to be about intuition. You know, sometimes people just do things without thinking, and sometimes people have that feeling inside of them that say, hey, you know what, maybe I don't need to do that, or maybe I do need to do that. And a lot of times that's your intuition. I know that people say women get women's intuition, which a lot of that's true. Actually, all of it's true. I trust a lot of it. I know not to get myself in no trouble with no woman. But Chris,
right. Yeah. Well, I've been an intuitive my whole life. I think it is a natural gift. I think everybody has intuition. I believe that some people are better at it than others. I equate it to athletic abilities. Some people are great. I've got two arms, two legs. I can't throw a ball to save my life. Other people can do really well with that. That's not my gift. Intuition to me is that little voice in the back of your head, or that feeling that, like you said, maybe I should do this, maybe I shouldn't do this. It's something that we all can relate to. I think if you learn to hone in on it, it can give you some clarity in areas that you have questions about. I think it can be a useful tool. I don't think it's magic. I don't think it's the be all the end all, but I think it is something really useful. I think an arena that people somewhat misguidedly use it in is in their love lives.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
Yep. I think people want to believe what they want to believe. And, you know, that's when somebody like me comes in handy, because I can kind of clear away the cobwebs and say, you know, what you're really doing here is wishing. That's not your intuition talking to you. That's your desire. You know, there's something else to look at here. So, yeah.
Some people need to hear the truth, especially when it comes down to relationships and their desires. Because, you know, you get people who are picking the wrong men.
Yep.
Or the wrong women.
Yep. I call it
at the same time.
Yep. I call it broken picker syndrome.
That's so true. You know, we've been through, I think every last one of us has been through that at least once or twice in our lifetime, right? And stuff like that. So, question for you. So, you know, we're a little older than, you know, we're over 18. Yeah. I've been out of our parents' house for quite some time, you know. So when you took that journey to move from home into your own and start doing your own thing, how did you use your intuition to help you through those times?
I guess for me, the thing that I really focused on for myself was, you know, is this the right steps? Am I really doing what is going to give me the best opportunities, the best look at life? I was really good at avoiding trouble because of it. That doesn't mean that I didn't step into plenty of trouble. But
understood.
Yeah. But when I, at least if I stepped into it, I knew what I was stepping into. And I guess that's something that I think we all can tap into, is that part of us that has, I call it intuitive self-preservation. That part of us that is that kind of warning bell, where the, you know, the hairs stand up on the back of your neck, or you get that little anxiety feeling in your solar plexus that is saying, hey, maybe I should look at this closer. I think those are the things that young people tend to kind of run through really quickly. But because of, for whatever reason, for me, it was something I paid attention to, I think, because it was pretty powerful in my life and I had a lot of impact from it. So that was something that I paid attention to, and I've learned to teach people how to pay attention to it for themselves.
So what if you don't have intuition or think you don't have intuition?
Well, lots of people don't think they have intuition, but that's like saying, I don't have a conscious mind.
Right.
We all have it, whether or not we can tap into it correctly, whether or not we know how to use it correctly is a different question. Some people rely on it in ways that they don't recognize is actually their intuition.
Okay. I understand that because there's a lot of times when I'm walking around and I got things on my mind and I know that I should be doing certain things and I'm like, nah, not really. That's just me thinking of things. But a lot of times I follow it because I know that now that I'm older, I know to follow my first mind and a lot of times it works.
That's very, very true. And something to back that up to try is to actually utilize that gut feeling and sit down at a quiet place and time and write out your feelings. Really debate what that intuition is telling you. If you're deciding whether or not to embark on a particular school, change a career, make a big change in your life. Don't try and do that with your intuition on the fly. Actually sit down and quietly write out your questions and really kind of center and focus on your feelings around those questions because that builds your ability to recognize your intuition and really utilize it to make those bigger decisions.
That makes sense. Do you think that like younger people are more intuitive than us older people?
Gosh, I think it's like anything else that people are either born with a strength in one area or not. I think as you get older, you learn to utilize your intuition more because repetitive history teaches us that, oh man, I knew that wasn't right. Or, oh man, I knew I was in the sweet spot. I got to do that again. So I guess older people know how to utilize it better. Younger people may have just as much as someone my age, but not be experienced in what that can do for them.
That's understood. You just said something that just raised my eyebrow. You said sweet spot. Now, I think that sweet spot is important in every single thing you do in life. You know, that's with intuition, that's with your gut feelings, that's with each and every single thing. Let's talk about that sweet spot.
Yes, that sweet spot is when you can get comfortable with that sense of knowing that you have anecdotal information and maybe actual factual information that you can compile together and say, hey, that was a really great decision. I thought about it. I weighed and measured my risk and reward. I trusted my gut and it worked out. Yay. Well, that sweet spot has a feeling attached to it. And that's what I call your sweet spot in your intuition. It's where you get excited about a decision. It's where you don't know why you feel like you really want to visit Greece, but man, that just sounds like a really good idea. And everything you do folds together to make that event happen. That's a sweet spot. Does that explain it to you?
Absolutely. It absolutely. You know, and like you were mentioning and earlier that a lot of athletes have that sweet spot and that intuition where they know that they're in that zone, you know. And I'm just gonna say if I call it in that zone, we all know it's a sweet spot. I'll call it in that zone. When you get in that zone and you know the feeling you have when you're in that zone, that's where you should remain, especially when you are looking to do things in your future, or right now for your future, you know, because that zone is what make every single person successful.
Totally
And
agree.
a lot of athletes, and not even just athletes, I'm not even going to use this athletes, a lot of people, a lot of scholars know their sweet spot, they know their feeling, I mean, it's weird, but people have certain types of rituals, you know, like first thing in the morning, I wake up, you know, I do the daily morning things. Then I go and I have me a cup of coffee and a banana. I know that I'm going to have 2 cups of coffee because 2 cups of coffee get me in that sweet spot. 1 cup of coffee, I might be lagging a little bit, like, you know, that third cup of coffee, I'm like, but you know, I have my 2 cups of coffee. That's that sweet spot that gets me on through my day. And that makes, you know, and I have that same feeling and that same energy level. Is it going to happen each and every single day? Not at all. But I can identify it and I know what that spot is. And I'll be in that zone. And I continue to use that energy for being in that zone at that time.
And I'm gonna kind of trail off on that comment because you hit on something that I think people don't realize is you've created a ritual that allows you to connect to your intuition. Your body, your brain, your mind trusts that by that second cup of coffee, you are focused, you've had your banana, you're relaxed, you're in the place to really absorb what you want to do and the knowledge around you that can feed that sweet spot. So you're setting aside time to kind of honor that part of you to really connect in a way that sets your day up to be receptive to things that if we rush through our day, if we don't take that opportunity, we don't set it up, our whole body, our whole system can't absorb all the information. And so you're doing something that actually allows you to have a better reception with your intuition. And it's something you can do in the morning, you can do it in the afternoon, you can do it before bed, you can do it, you know, before your feet touch the ground as you're lying in bed. It's ways of really intentionally connecting with that part of you that wants the highest good for you. And you become more aware and more observant of the things that are more esoteric, a little harder to pinpoint, things you can't focus on too closely because the rest of the world is rushing by. But this little added boost of preparedness to set aside that time for your intuition really allows you to trust your gut. And I think knowing a little of your history, you've trusted your gut well in certain arenas. You have used it to pick up on opportunities, you've used it to take risks that others might not take. And trust that it's going to follow through in the way in which you want it to. That does not mean that we don't, you know, come across obstacles or have issues. It means we trust the overall idea will come to a fruition in a way that's for our best good. We might not even know what that best good is, but our intuition says, hey, trust that.
That's so true. You know, sometimes, you know, I get so deep into that zone is that I don't even know how to turn it off sometimes, you know, and I know I can drive some people crazy in my life. Like, oh my God, relax. It's okay. Jesus. No, but that's one of my hard things that I have, and I know some people have to cope with is knowing when to turn it off, you know. So what would you say, what are some ideas that you may have around knowing when to turn it off or relax it?
Right. When you find yourself, you know, getting stuck in kind of that daydreamy state or that state of, you know, being too focused, what I recommend literally is splash cold water on your face, you know, listen to some music, get yourself engaged, dance around the room, you know, take a walk, get out into nature, and then start engaging with people. In other conversations, kind of pull yourself out of that realm of needing to be too focused because that can be disruptive as well. So just re-engage with life, take a run, you know, create a good conversation with someone so that you have that nice balance because you're right. If you get too focused, not only do you annoy the people around you, but you kind of lose the trail that you're trying to create there. You get too immersed in it, and then it becomes, then it, in and of itself, it becomes foggy.
Yeah, that is true. And I'm just going to reiterate, if I haven't said this already, is that the reason why I'm doing this segment on intuition is because I think it's important, very, very important that you start out at an earlier age to pay attention to the things inside of you that's telling leading you in the right direction. A lot of times people follow those, people follow those the devil on the shoulder instead of the man with the halo. And then they go in that direction. And funny thing is that when they go in that direction, they be good at being criminals.
Yeah.
Really good at being criminals, or really good at doing something down the line of being deceitful or being negative. So my intuition, I'm just trying to tell people, follow that intuition that's going to make them successful, because all we are born to do is to be successful in our lives. Whatever we're going to do in our lives, we want to be successful at it. So let's focus on being successful at it. Focus on things that's going to make you successful and make you feel good and get you to that next level in your life.
I work out of the Center for Performing Arts. It's on the corner of Pleasant and 38th, and it's a lovely little office. I also offer remote readings via phone, FaceTime, Skype. You can connect with me at CSPSYCHIC@gmail.com. When I was around 11, I heard a radio program kind of describing what psychics were, and it scared the heck out of me. I didn't want to be a psychic. Oh no, that was weird. Well, the more I tried to deny who I was, the worse it got. The more these impressions and feelings became stronger and stronger. So instead of denying it, I worked really hard to kind of work with it. And then as I began to work with it, I began to work with others. And so I would read people and help them with areas. And it became kind of a really joyful tool for me to connect to people. It was something that I felt was really helpful. They felt it was helpful. So for me, it became just a wonderful thing. And even though I had regular jobs throughout my life, as I got older, I decided, I really need to follow my heart with this. It's something that is really my truth. And so I did. I decided to make it my full-time career.
That's fantastic. And I did an earlier podcast talking about do what you love. And you followed your heart. And when you follow your heart and it becomes fun, you become amazing at it, which is fantastic. We truly appreciate it. We touched on a little earlier about relationships and good relationships and bad relationships. So, how should you use your intuition, not even just in like a boy-girlfriend relationship, but how should you use your intuition for a healthy relationship that you should keep around you?
I think where intuition can really be helpful is, we all have those moments when we know somebody's not having a great day. And what we tend to do is we internalize that. Oh, they must be mad at me. Oh my God. Oh my God. Or, that person is not doing what I want them to do. How can I get them to do this? And really, what intuition should guide you to do at that moment is to look at the other person's perspective and try to see where you can kind of meet in the middle. If you're having anxiety around something, just say, hey, this is really kind of bothering me. I need to have some input from you because we're in a relationship here, be it a friendship, like you say, a family relationship or an intimate relationship. No matter what it is, it should be a guide for communication and conversation. And that can be tricky, but it's also very it's building. It's something that when you get the hang of it becomes much easier. It becomes kind of a growth moment for everyone. So that's the thing that you should look at for relationships. I think in other arenas where trusting your gut can really help is if you are looking at taking a risk, and it's the risk and reward, and risks are making a big geographical move or wanting to explore other things in life, careers, experiences. I think trusting your gut in those moments to look at the risk and reward can be really useful as well.
Right now, I'm trusting my gut to get away from this snow in the Twin Cities. Something said, Hey, it's time to go. I was like, oh, yeah, you might be right. I
Yeah.
said, maybe I might go to Texas. Oh, no, not going to Texas. They got an ice storm and the power is shut off. So I said, where should I go? Maybe I can go to like Alabama. Nope, ice storm in Alabama. I was like, oh my God, where else should I go? And then I said, well, maybe I go to California. And I looked at the weather in California. I said, I like that. I think I might do some
Yeah,
California weather. But to get away from this snow in Minnesota, I'm like, oh, that's my intuition telling me what to do.
yes. Well, it's also that it's March. I think you're cheating a little.
I know it might. I mean, it might, I mean, don't get it might, the weather might be nice right now, but oh my God, it'll come down and freeze and snow outside again. So
Yes, it will. Yeah, you
anyway,
gotta trust that. You
that's
will.
right. So I'm gonna roll with that intuition and go that way too. So Chris, tell us, and I know we sit here talking about intuition and all that great stuff. Tell us about your business.
Well, I am an intuitive and medium, and as a medium, what I do is I communicate with people that have crossed over. I also am an animal communicator, and I work out of an office at the Center for Performing Arts in Minneapolis. I've been doing this obviously my whole life, full-time professionally for about 12, 15 years now. And I love it, and it's really, really fun. And you can find me at Christine Intuitive Medium. WordPress.com.
That's fantastic. Christine, thank you so very, very, very much for joining me today. I'm quite certain we're gonna have you back on a couple more times. And if
Wonderful.
anyone want to get on with Christine, they can always message me and I can connect with her and we can all do this together. Hey, but before we go, I just want to, say if you guys like the content and you like what you hear, it's easy to just donate 99 cent and I can keep coming and giving you this contact and content. And if you like it even more, you can donate $4.99. And if you like it great and think it's fantastic, you can donate $9.99 a month just for me to continue to bring in this content. Christine, thank you so much. Okay. You have a wonderful, wonderful
Oh,
evening.
you too, Charles. You too. Take care. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.